This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, and I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. And the impossible question of the day on Friday, which we did not get a chance to get to because we had a lot of things going on that day. Which state is considered the eastmost as well as the westmost state? Kind of tricky if you think about it that way. The answer would be Alaska. The Aleutian Islands cross longitude 180 degrees, so Alaska can be considered the eastmost state as well as the westmost state. And the Aleutian Islands are one of the most extreme points of the United States. The International Dateline jogs west of 180 to keep the whole state and thus the entire continental United States within the same legal day, which I did not know. I think about it, it does jog around, and that's why. All right, in light of the Avalanche winning the Stanley Cup, which we'll talk a little bit later with my son Richard, can you name the Avalanche player whose name was misspelled on the Stanley Cup in 1996? If you can answer that, don't look it up, by the way. Don't cheat. Look it up, and you can, or don't look it up, but mention what that is on the RushToReason.com website. And by the way, we'll get into tomorrow how many other misspellings there are on the actual Stanley Cup, which it would drive Charlie crazy. He read through the Stanley Cup and realized some of the mistakes that are there. Again, congratulations, Avs. Great game. And there'll be a parade. And I didn't look at all that. I'm sure Richard will give us an update on all those things. And there was a lot going on over the weekend, as you all know. We talked a little bit Friday about Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court ruling. There were some other rulings that even have come out with the Supreme Court. I believe even one today in regards to a coach that was praying at the 50-yard line, and the public school system he was in said he could not. And the Supreme Court ruled that, yes, in fact, he can, as long as it's voluntary. He's not forcing any of his players or any of the opposing team's players or anybody for that matter to join him. And he's doing it as, again, it's after the game, not during the game. And because of that, I believe the Supreme Court said what you're doing is just fine. And I'll talk about this throughout the show today, but the left, with all of these different rulings that have come down, they literally are losing their mind, folks. They think their entire world has just been turned upside down. And frankly, it has. But we'll get into some of that as we go through today's show. Real quick, I didn't get a chance to, you'll get into this much over the weekend, Saturday even on my shows, but I did see, wife and I saw the movie Elvis, and what I will tell you is, and I know Andy's review on Friday, and, all of us look at movies differently, that's why we're different people and different, strokes for different folks. I actually enjoyed Elvis a lot. Mainly because, and my wife was the same way, I grew up at a time where my folks were big Elvis fans. I wasn't necessarily a huge Elvis fan, although my brother and I had a 45 of Jailhouse Rock and literally probably wore that 45 out. I have no idea where it's at today. Probably should have hung on to it, but we listened to that thing over and over and over and over again. And we had several other Elvis albums as well, but my mom was a huge Elvis fan. I remember the day Elvis died. I remember being in the car when it was announced. I remember my mom's reaction. My mom cried. I mean, there were a lot of folks that were affected by what Elvis Presley did, and he really did change the face of music overall, and there were a lot of controversies, not just one, but several, around Elvis and his style and his gyrating and all the different things, which, by the way, doesn't hold a candle to what you see on stage today. But, you know, regardless, Elvis really did change a lot of what had been going on in the country, especially on the music scene prior to that. So what I would tell you about Elvis would be, if you grew up like I, and Charlie, by the way, is the same way, where his, you know, his mother especially was a huge Elvis fan. What I will tell you, for me personally, I think my wife would agree, it was like taking a trip down memory lane watching Elvis. You could remember even when a lot of the songs were played and a lot of the things that went on television and so on. Now, I'm not old enough to remember all of the things Elvis did early on because, of course, he was born in 1935 and his career started even before I was born. But from the time I can remember until he died, I mean, I remember the first, you know, concert he did via satellite. It was the first satellite broadcast of anything, if I'm not mistaken, Charlie. That was like the first satellite-driven of anything on TV ever. He was from Hawaii and it had never been done before. So, again, there were a lot of things that Elvis did that were really, you know, really set the stage. And I agree with what Andy said. This was not just all about Elvis. It was about Curtle Parker as well, and really the way that their relationship was, and frankly how Colonel Parker took advantage, and others did as well, of Elvis and his great fortune and his great talent. And anyways, if you're somebody that lived in that era and, you know, you had, you know, like me, had folks, or if you're one of those individuals like my folks that can remember all of that, I will tell you that you will enjoy seeing Elvis. Yes, it's long, but I feel like it needed to be to get all of the things packed in that they, you know, that they had in the movie. And again, as a man today, looking back in time and remembering all those different things, for me, it was just, again, it was just a trip down memory lane. I enjoyed it. I know a lot of folks won't, because if you're not an Elvis fan or your family wasn't an Elvis fan, it probably wouldn't make any difference to you. But for me, I really enjoyed it because of that. I really felt like, you know, there was a lot of memories that, you know, you forget about those things. In a movie like that, you know, jogs your memory on a lot of those things that even you can remember as a youngster that, frankly, you just don't think about on a daily basis. So for me, and that reason alone, I found the movie very entertaining and I enjoyed it. You know, is it a movie I would see twice? Probably not. I mean, it's not Top Gun. You know, it's not something of that caliber. But is it a really good, you know, sort of history lesson in a movie about things you probably didn't know? A lot of fans didn't even know what was going on behind the scenes. And what Charlie had told me, he did some research. The family says the movie's fairly true on all points. Now, again, they always, you know, elaborate in the movies, of course, so it's not exactly the way it was. But the family approved of it and said, you know, it's pretty true to form. So, anyways, very, very good movie as far as I'm concerned. I had a good time watching it. And if you're somebody like me, you might enjoy it as well. All right, I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about some things that are out there regarding, again, the SCOTUS rulings. I'll talk to Richard a little bit more about that at the 4:30 mark. But there's also an article that was written about airline delays, and there's a lot of talk about that. I mentioned this some last week, but there's another article that I'd like to go over as well. Drew Allen's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We will get into the Supreme Court ruling on the National Rifle Association last week, and probably we'll even get into the Roe v. Wade just a tad as well. And it's interesting also, real quick before I go to break, there were lots and lots of predictions about, you know, rioting and all sorts of different things happening over the weekend in regards to Roe v. Wade. In fact, a lot were predicting it to be a lot like, you know, Black Lives Matter and some of the riots and things that happened at that time. And quite frankly, in most cases, that didn't happen. I think it's good that it didn't happen. I'm not disappointed that it didn't. There were some things that were, you know, damaged. In fact, Life Choices, who was one of our partners here on our program for a long, long time, their center up in Longmont was severely damaged. They tried to set it on fire. They graffitied it. And these people are just, frankly, they're just flat out animals. I have no other way to say it. These are just people that have literally lost their mind. They're animals. It's awful what they do. And luckily, it was not anything, you know, major. They'll be able to recover from it. But again, there wasn't a lot of other major riots and things that went across the country, or went around across the country, which, by the way, I think is a good thing. But We'll come back and talk about some of this. The other side continues to lose. And frankly, folks, they don't like losing. So, again, we'll talk about some of that as we go through this first hour, especially. Golden Eagle Financial. I read an article today where most people expect to live to 100, which means, in general, most people, even if they retire at around age 70, will need 30 years of, you know, financial security to make it to 100, if that's what they plan on doing. Now, is that the average lifespan? No, I'm just telling you, that's an article, and when they interview people, they think they're going to live to be 100. So if you're of that same caliber and you feel the same way, you need to get with Al Smith and make sure that you've got enough money to make it to 100. Because frankly, I don't want to be a burden upon my family. I want to be self-sufficient all the way through. And in fact, I would like to leave some behind and not use it all up. If that's you and you're like me, you need to plan ahead. That's where Al comes into play. KLZradio.com is how you find Al. 303-744-1128.
Find your financial purpose with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. You want a retirement plan that alleviates your fears about the future, so you know your money will last. Al Smith will help you find a balance between the risk and reward of the market and the safety of your retirement income. However, before you decide how much money you want to place under management, liquid and available to you at any time, and how much you want to protect in your retirement income, you need to have a conversation about how you plan to spend that money. Al Smith believes your financial plan should enhance your retirement. After 30 plus years in the industry, he's seen a lot of happy people retire, and some unhappy ones too. In his experience, the amount of money doesn't make the difference. The happiest people establish a purpose for their money that brings them and others joy. Visit klzradio.com/money to find your financial purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC registered advisor.
All right, RoofMax is next. And folks, in fact, I was looking at some things on my roof over the weekend, and hopefully you've been looking at things as well. And I'll be honest, I'm not a roofer. I can usually see if there's something wrong or not, but best to just call a roofer, and that would be Dave Hart at RoofMax. Have your roof inspected on an annual basis. If you haven't had that done, get it done. And then Dave can also tell you whether your life, you know, the life of your roof can be extended or not through the RoofMax treatment. So that's RoofMax of Aurora, but Dave does all roofing needs. Find him by calling 303-710-6916 or go to our website, rushtoreason.com.
Rejuvenation protects your roof from Colorado's weather where a replacement doesn't. The snow is all melted and the high winds are dying down, and it finally feels like summer. With the snow gone, you can see damage on your neighbor's roof from fallen branches and other damage from intense wind. Thank God you got roof rejuvenation with Dave Hart from RoofMax. Luckily, you got your roof rejuvenated at a fraction of the cost of a full replacement. It gave you a 33% increase in hail protection and reactivated your seal strips, so your shingles stayed on even in high winds. Your RoofMax rejuvenation restored the strength and flexibility to your roof, meaning fallen branches didn't damage it. Not to mention, it makes your roof more water repellent, so snow and rain are even less likely to leak into your home. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax for a safe, effective, and cost-effective alternative to replacing your roof at 303-710-6916. And make sure to mention John Rush at KLZ 560 AM.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And there was an article that was out over the weekend, New York Post, which, not that I'm disagreeing with all of what's in this article, but I think, I don't know, it's an opinion piece. What's my opinion? Here's the headline. Airlines got $50 billion in pandemic relief, but are still screwing Americans. Well, I think that last statement, I probably wouldn't have said that way. And even though I'm pretty harsh on most things, I probably wouldn't have said it that way. Do the airlines do things correctly all the time? Absolutely not. Are some better than others? Yes. Do they all have struggles? Yes. Would I want their jobs? No. No, sorry. I did retail for some 40 plus years of my life and vowed I'll never do it again. Why? Because dealing with the retail public sucks. Just being honest, folks. It does. And you all know what I mean by that, especially some of you that have worked in retail. It's not a fun job, especially when, through no fault of the agent at the counter, something happens. You know, plane has a mechanical issue, weather delays things. I mean, on and on we go. And nobody's happy because they can't get to their destination. And quite honestly, most people don't plan for any kind of disruptions when they travel. So when something like that happens, literally all hell breaks loose. You've seen it. You've been there. You've probably been one of those people maybe at one point in time where things just weren't going the way you wanted them to. I don't know that I would go as far as to say the airlines are screwing their passengers. I don't think that what they do is intentional. I will say that I think we've got a perfect storm when it comes to what's happened with the airlines especially. Let me explain. Yes, they took money during the pandemic. So did a lot of other businesses that are out there. So I'm not faulting them for that. I mean, they've got to be, you know, true to their shareholders and all the different things they had going on. And yes, the idea was to get, you know, PPP money and some of those things and keep all of your employees employed. On the same token, and not all of them bought into it. Some did. I fault some of those that did, but not all the airlines bought into the whole vaccine mandate that then got pushed down from government. Yes, United Airlines, American Airlines, some of the big ones really did buy into it. Some of the smaller ones, which maybe small isn't the right word, but airlines like Southwest, they went along with it, but they didn't like it. And they made it very clear they didn't like it. Now, I will tell you that I feel like a lot of what the airlines are fighting right now, because I know I've got some inside information on this and I know this to be true. The other thing that's happened is when everything happened pandemic-wise, and then you tack on top of that, you know, some veteran pilot that's been there 30 years or even a veteran, you know, ticket agent or a veteran flight attendant, and all of a sudden they mandate you're going to get a vaccine or else, and you've read all the data, you've listened to Rush to Reason, and you realize, I don't need that vaccine, I'm not going to get that vaccine, I'll just retire instead. Which, by the way, a large percentage of veteran, this is something you'll not read anywhere, by the way. A lot of veteran individuals in the airline industry said, I'm done. I've got enough. Tenure is not the right word, but you know what I mean. They've got enough to just retire. They don't need to keep working. This was sort of that straw that broke the camel's back, and they said, I'm done. I don't need this anymore. I don't need this in my life. I can go do something else. And guess what? They have. They did. And some of them might even be working another job someplace else to kind of supplement what they had retirement-wise, but they didn't have to jump through all the hoops of the vaccine. And I'll tell you this, from the people that I've talked to that have done that, they're all happy. They feel like they made the right decision. They are not disappointed in what they did at all because, frankly, that grind of working in the airline industry day after day after day and dealing with the general public that flies, they finally said, I'm done. Again, these are things you will not see. It's not even in this article, by the way. This particular opinion piece comes from Carol Markowitz. And at one point, Carol does mention the vaccine mandates and how that may have affected a lot of where we're at with the workers in the airline industry. But she doesn't get into explaining what I just said. But by the way, you're not going to read what I just said anywhere. Why? I'm honestly thinking because either A, people don't know, or B, the airlines don't want to tell you and admit what I just said. No company wants to admit that a certain amount of their veterans have left because of a mistake they made. I'm just being honest. They don't want to admit that. And they're not going to. John probably has a little insight on this in Cheyenne because of what his wife does. John, what do you want to add?
She's currently in Madrid right now.
There you go.
Couple of things. I don't know if John Stossel's got a great video out about how they screwed the airline industry when they changed the qualifications to hire a pilot. It used to be you had to have 250 hours of flying, and then the airlines would hire you and train you.
Okay.
Right? Well, there was a plane crash a while back, one of those little commuter jets, you know, 50-seaters, right. You know what I'm talking about? And all of a sudden, Congress had to step in because they know everything about everything. And they said, no, now you have to have 1,500 flying hours before they can even hire you to start. So a guy with 1,500 flying hours has already probably got something else lined up and is not going to go and make 35 or 40,000 a year. So
true.
I don't know if you know how this works. Those guys, so say they you get hired for American Airlines, you're going to fly, right? You've got experience. You get hired and trained on the little regional jets, the 50-seaters, whatever, and you fly first officer on that until you build up your hours and your seniority. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you work your way up, and then when there's an opening, if you're senior enough, you get hired into mainline jets. But then you don't get hired into 787s. You're flying 737s.
Right.
Until you build your hours up, until you get to a certain point where, you know, you've been flying 30 years and you're a 787 captain and you do what you and you make a lot of money. But those first 4 years, those pilots aren't making 50 grand or
That's right. That's right. Very good point.
I'll give you the other thing. Flight attendants the same way.
Yep.
First 5 years, they don't make squat.
No, it stinks. And they get all the bad routes.
Well, and no, what they get is, which is worse than that, they don't get routes at all. And the pilots either, they get reserved.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, good point.
You're scheduled to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Where you're going, we don't know. Sit by the phone, and when we we'll call it.
Right.
So all those things, young flight attendants don't want to come in.
Yeah, why? Well, why would you want to do? And then again, on top of that, I'm sure your wife can attest to this, John, a lot of veterans, because of not only what you're talking about and what it takes to bring new people in, but they didn't want to get the vaccine. They didn't do the mandate. They weren't going to. A lot of them didn't want to jump through the hoops of getting the exemptions and so on. They just said, you know what, I'm tired of the public anyways. I'm done.
Yeah, and my wife didn't want to retire, so she put in her mandate paperwork, her exemption paperwork.
But good.
As she said, and she loves Dr. Kelly, big fan, she said, I ain't putting that poison in my body. That's my quote from my wife. And, you know, the day after the Supreme Court ruled that they couldn't mandate it, the airline approved her exemption.
Of course.
Her religious exemption.
Of course.
You know, it was just a thing. But now, like, here's what they're doing to try to get people to work. Like, this weekend, if you're not scheduled and you don't want to work, you don't have to work. But what they're offering is, in American, they call it red flag for flight attendants. If you come in and work over 4th of July weekend on your days off, we'll pay you time and a half. Time and a half, which can be a lot of money for younger, the younger kids that are just coming in that need to make the money. But she was telling me the only new flight attendants that she sees that are going to stay are the ones that speak foreign languages, because they get the better trips because they're hired to speak Japanese or Chinese or, you know, whatever the foreign language may be. They get the better trips because they need the speakers on those flights. Because I think they have to have one language speaker in each cabin or something. Just that's the union rule. But that's the other thing. Everything, most of your airlines are unions, so everything is done by seniority. And until you work your way up, you get crummy trips.
That's right.
And people don't. And the other thing is, it's different from when we grew up, where you understood, you take an entry-level position and you work your way up. Like, you used to, started washing cars without your first job at the car lot?
Oh, yeah.
And you worked your way up? You know, in any job, you take an entry-level and you work your way up. Well, these young kids don't want to start entry-level. They want to start making $85,000 a year. So that's the biggest thing. And then they're also short on mechanics.
Yep. I knew that, too.
Yeah. And these mechanics, the same thing. It's union. They don't want to come out of school making little money after maybe they spent $50,000 to go to the Votech trade school for airline mechanics.
Yeah, point being, they got a lot more problems than what anybody in the press is talking about, John.
No, they just want to blame. It's the standard.
Yep.
Mainstream media is, no, we can't find the reasons. We're just going to find somebody to blame.
Yep.
Yep. Hey, John, have a good day.
You too, John. Appreciate the update and making sure that I was on track, which I kind of figured I was. High Five Plumbing is next, folks. Again, for all your plumbing needs, go to High Five. And much like we were talking a moment ago about places to work there, it's not the same as working for your airline. Let's just say that. You can start out and make good money working for High Five in multiple positions they have. 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE for all your plumbing needs. Again, go to klzradio.com.
Colorado has a reputation for clean water because of the Pure Source. But by the time water reaches your house, you may have all kinds of unwanted substances pouring out of your faucets, including lead. Right now, get a free in-home water quality test from High Five Plumbing, plus $300 off a whole house water treatment system for KLZ listeners only. Now, celebrating their 10th anniversary in business, the team at High Five Plumbing creates a positive customer experience every time. By focusing on what matters to you. You spend all this money trying to stay healthy, going to the gym, buying organic groceries, taking care of your skin, hair, and nails with expensive products, but you have no idea what kind of water comes out of your shower. A water filtration system from High Five Plumbing allows you to control the water quality throughout your entire home, including the water you use to wash your clothes and cook your meals. Schedule a free in-home water quality test now. Call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. That's 877-934-4445, where every call ends in a high five.
All right, Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. So for all of your estate needs, which, by the way, all of us have them, make sure that Michael's got you dialed in. He's mobile. He'll come to you. That's why he's the Mobile Estate Planner. 720-394-6887.
You are one of the 2 out of 10 adults out there who've already called Michael Bailey, the Mobile Estate Planner, to write your will. That is awesome. Congratulations on really being on the ball and planning ahead so your family can concentrate on what is really important instead of fighting over your money and assets. But your estate plan isn't something you can just do once and forget about. You need to think about all the ways your life has changed. Think about all the assets that you've acquired since your will was written. Think about how your family has grown. You don't want to leave anything or anybody out, and life can change quickly. The best way to make sure your wishes are current is to call Michael Bailey, the Mobile Estate Planner, again. He'll come to you to make sure when your time comes, your wishes are clear. You haven't accidentally left anybody out, and your family will be able to focus on remembering the good years. Call Michael Bailey, the Mobile Estate Planner, at 720-394-6887 and make sure your plan is up to date today.
This is Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, we are back. Thanks for joining us. I do appreciate it on this fine Monday. Drew Allen joining us now. Drew, how are you, sir?
Hey, good. It's a good week for us, for the country, despite the turmoil from the left. We're winning.
We are. I talked about that a little bit ago, kind of introducing, you coming on here, a little earlier in this hour, and I had another win even today, Drew, and I said it earlier, and I mean it, the left, the communist, hardcore, lefty, insane individuals that they are, their brains have just got to be exploding right now. They can't believe what's happening.
No, they can't. And I would caution Americans from adopting the losing attitude of the Republican Party for so long, which believes that something like overturning Roe v. Wade is going to benefit the Democrats as we approach midterms. It doesn't have to be that way.
Agree.
I got to say, seeing the reaction from the left over all of this is showing them as the evil creatures
that's
they
right.
really are.
That's right.
So
to your point, Drew, we need to be using that on our side, remembering all those different things, the sound bites and such. Elizabeth Warren coming out and saying that, states have no rights to decide what's right for an individual or not. I guess Elizabeth Warren forgot what the Civil War was all about, Drew.
Yeah, I absolutely. With the Roe v. Wade overturning, I do wonder if this could be a moment that accelerates us, I don't want this, but towards civil war, because there are extensive similarities. It was really overturning Dred Scott v. Sanford, which the Supreme Court ruled, of course, that blacks weren't citizens, that really accelerated our first civil war. And it was the same thing. Slavery is not in the Constitution, nor is abortion. It was bad,
right.
a bad legal precedent that was set, and we just fixed it.
Exactly, and that's exactly the same thing they did at that time. Now, the only difference between now and then, and again, I'm like you. I hope there's no civil war. I would not want to see this on this country. Part of me thinks that, yes, we're headed that way, but, Drew, the problem the other side has is I don't think they quite know how to handle it because, no offense, they're not armed. We are.
Yeah, that's true. They're the ones that are they're afraid of guns. And
I mean, that's a problem that that side has that I don't think they've really thought through, to be honest with you.
No. I mean, look, they don't think through things at all. I mean, they're too emotional. They're too wrapped up in their authoritarian ambitions to actually see clearly. And it demands a certain level of hubris to be one of these tyrants anyway, right? To
True.
Believe that you can achieve this end of conquering the American people that for generations and generations have stood up and done the right thing. I mean, I think we outnumber them for sure.
Really quick, Drew, I want to dovetail on that too as well, because especially when it comes to Roe v. Wade, I think even the Second Amendment is the same. Actually, I think the ruling today on the coach praying at the 50-yard line after the game is completely over. I think every one of these, I'll be honest, Drew, I think the majority of hardworking Americans that are contributing to society here in America, honestly, Drew, I think all of them would agree with each one of those rulings. I mean, the abortion thing alone has shifted so greatly. You know, count it, you know, call it science, call it, you know, ultrasound machines, you know, technology, whatever you want. But the reality is, and I read it, my son sent me a tweet over the weekend that basically talked about how because the Democrats have hung on to this third trimester abortion position for so long, and people realize that, wait a minute, that's a viable baby. We save babies' lives in that third trimester that are born too early on an ongoing daily basis. The reality is those are viable human beings. You all want to still kill them in the womb? People are waking up to that, I believe, Drew, and realizing, wait a minute, time out. You guys are hanging on to something that's just plain evil.
Well, that's exactly right. I think that Lincoln's words are appropriate and applicable now. You know, when he was addressing slavery, of course, he said that, you know, either the opponents of slavery are going to arrest its spread, or otherwise the pro-slavery folks are going to push it until it's in all 50 states. And I think people are realizing that what the pro-abortion crowd wants, they want unlimited abortion. They're not willing to compromise.
That's right.
And so if the decision comes between, frankly, just outlawing and banning abortion and having abortions up to the third trimester, even some of the pro-choice folks are going to say, well, I'd rather have no abortion than to kill a third trimester baby.
Right, right. And that's, by the way, that's what the other side, the 25%, I call it, you know, the hardcore, you know, lovers of the liberal communist movement, you know, they're not going to budge no matter what. The problem is I really do feel, and I think because their true colors, even through the Biden presidency, Drew, have really shown. I honestly think, you know, people are tired of it. And I like you, I don't think if we do it correctly that what happened last week has to have any effect negatively upon us as conservatives in the midterms. In fact, if we do it correctly, we focus on the things that really matter, like $5 a gallon gasoline, the fact it's going to cost more to heat and electrify your home and all the different things that you do. If we focus on the right things, I think it's a non-issue, frankly, at the end of the day.
I think so, too. I mean, one, pragmatically, it's July, right? We're
right.
About to be, you know,
That's
July
right.
here. August, September, we still got, you know, 4 months to go before midterms. The media's going to try and stir this up and keep it going for 4 months, but it's gonna become less impactful. People are going to be focused on the economic. I think the economy is going to continue to be the driving factor for what drives people to the polls. But secondarily, you know, the point is simply also that, they're, all the violence that's going to come from this, you know, the American people are fed up to the left, and they're digging a hole for themselves.
I think so too. And again, if we do this correctly, which I hope we can, even using some of the sound bites and so on. I mean, really, even using, I would even take what Elizabeth Warren said. Basically, what she's saying is states don't have the right to determine what's correct for their, you know, their people of the state of Colorado versus the state of Texas. What Elizabeth is saying is Texas doesn't have the right to do that. Colorado doesn't have the right to do that. We as the federal government are going to set that across, you know, all 50 states. The reality is, you know, you keep running on that, Elizabeth, you're going to lose every election, the Dems will.
Well, that's exactly right. And fundamentally, that's what this overturning the Roe v. Wade decision was about anyway.
That's right.
So I think the problem is misinformation, too, right? They quote 60% of Americans, you know, opposed overturning it, but 100% of those 60% falsely believe that this made abortion illegal. It simply said that the federal government doesn't have a right to tell all 50 states how to set laws for something that's not a constitutional right.
Yeah, all it did was send it back to the states, which is all really any of us have been saying all along is let's make this a states' rights issue. And if each individual state wants to do something a little bit different, and yes, I know that's going to involve a patchwork, but Drew, we have that patchwork in all sorts of other laws and things that we do on an ongoing basis anyway. So who cares at the end of the day?
Well, yes. And you know what? This is why they're really scared of what the Supreme Court did overturning Roe v. Wade. It's not just about abortion. It's like a lot of these other rulings that now set precedent that are setting the left back on what they've been achieving for so long, which is this behemoth federal government that ignores, federalism. You know, people falsely believe that federalism means, you know, a big federal government. It doesn't. It's the opposite.
That's right.
It means states' rights. And so that's why they hate these decisions because, they're set in stone now. That's why they're attacking the court as illegitimate.
Well, exactly. And it's not. It was, in my opinion, the correct ruling. And by the way, if you're an attorney or somebody legally speaking that thinks otherwise, honestly, Drew, I would never want you representing me because you don't understand the law. I'm not a lawyer. And I knew all along that Roe v. Wade wasn't the right decision way back when. It had nothing to do with what the case was even all about. It was just a political ideology that was pushed by that court at that time. Nothing more, nothing less, in my opinion.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's judicial activism, which is what all the law schools have been training, aspiring lawyers to become for so long. And the left, of course, wants to seize those rights that are in the Constitution, eliminate them,
yep,
while creating rights that don't exist.
That's exactly right. Drew, how do folks find you? And I know you got a podcast and you're heard different places. You write as well. Where do they find you?
They can go to Drew Allen, A-L-L-E-N, .substack.com. And the podcast is The Drew Allen Show.
Awesome. Drew, it's always a joy having you. Short notice, I know, over the weekend because of what happened, but I appreciate you joining us on that notice, sir.
Hey, anytime. It's great to be with you.
Appreciate it very much. God bless you. Have a great night, Drew. We really appreciate you taking time to be with us. And Drew's a sharp guy, by the way, younger, a lot like my son, really thinks well, does well, articulate, very sharp. And I like having young guys like Drew on because it just shows you that it's not just old guys like me that feel this way. We have a whole nother sets of, you know, generations plural coming up that feel the same way. So Absolute Electrical Heating and Air is coming up. We'll have a nice interview here that we did on Friday from Lewis that on Saturday morning, I should say, that we'll replay here in just a little bit as well. But in the meantime, Absolute, anything you need when it comes to your electrical, your HVAC, you name it, they can help you. And bottom line, they want to help you save money. One of those ways is with the Quiet Cool system, which, again, we'll talk to Lewis about here in just a few minutes. $300 off right now if you call 720-526-0231.
Experience the comfort level of a cool breeze with a Quiet Cool install from Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Your Quiet Cool system evens temperatures throughout the house, so you don't need to run the AC all day. Colorado's temperate climate is the ideal environment for this technology because it stays cool in the evening and morning and gets hotter during the day. Your Quiet Cool system pulls the hot air out through the ventilation in your attic and gives you a lower baseline temperature to work with. It's a process called thermal mass cooling. The cool air you feel isn't recirculated. It's fresh, straight from outside. Get a Quiet Cool system installed by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air to take your comfort level to the next level with a cool breeze. Mention this ad when you schedule and receive a $300 rebate. Call Absolute at 720-526-0231 and schedule your Quiet Cool install.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, K&R Home Transitions, that's our realtors. They're two ladies. They'll take care of you, so two for the price of one. K&R stands for Catherine and Robin. Hands-on service, literally. They want to help you out with all that you need. 720-437-8210.
You have so much equity trapped inside the four walls of your house. With how much your property has appreciated over the years, realtors Catherine and Robin of K&R Home Transitions will help you get creative with your home equity. Think about your home like any other investment. You want to buy low, sell high. Now that your kids have flown the nest, you don't need all that space. In fact, you'd rather not have so many rooms to clean. Imagine what you could do with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. Buy an RV to travel the country, living like young at heart vagabonds. Downsize and use the leftover equity as a down payment for your kids, helping them start a new life as homeowners. Buy an investment property to supplement your retirement with rental income. Hire KLZ's real estate team to maximize your sale price with two hands-on realtors for the price of one. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/home. Powered by Worth Clark Realty.
John Rush led his business through four recessions, and he wants to help you not only survive the recession, but also thrive. John helps you run your business smarter, not harder, by making sure your employees are using their time efficiently, planning for the future of your assets, and adjusting your prices to account for inflation. Do it better than your competition, because the alternative is going broke or out of business. Make a profit as a small business owner so you can rise above the rest. John Rush will help you thrive through the recession. Get a head start and get smarter. Email John at rushtoreason.com.
Live and local, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, and like I said, Friday morning we had a great interview with Lewis from Absolute Electrical Heating and Air talking about the Quiet Cool system, how it saves you money. And folks, believe me, listen to this. It's something that I think everybody needs to be looking at because in the end, it will not only save you money, it'll make your home more comfortable and literally it will pay for itself. And from that point forward, you'll be saving money. So this is Lewis from Friday morning. Lewis, by the way, is joining us from Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Again, one of our great sponsors. We appreciate all that they do. And Lewis, welcome. How are you today on this fine Saturday morning, I should say?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'd be doing better if the Avs would have won, but hey, as you consider, it's a pretty good morning.
I think there's all of us have a little disappointment along those lines, but it is what it is. And by the way, for a lot of you listening, I think what we're going to do too is a lot of the information that Lewis and I are going to share back and forth today on a couple of items, I'm going to replay during the week on Rush to Reason as well, just to get this information out. Might even put it on Ready Radio as well, Lewis. So we'll kind of spread this around. So all of you listening, if you're hearing this on a different program besides Fix It Radio, now you know why. So, Lewis, let's get into it. First of all, energy prices, you and I both know they're not coming down. In fact, if anything, they're going to continue to increase. People need to look at every possible way they can to not only save money but have a more comfortable living space at the same time. One of the things, and I learned about this just because my son had you guys put one in, and we haven't talked much about this, we've kind of touched on it briefly in the past, but your Quiet Cool system, which he just absolutely loves and swears by, explain that, how it works, energy offset. Let's just get into it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a whole house basically exhaust system. Okay, so some people confuse a whole house fan with an attic fan. They are two very different things. So we're going to talk about a whole house fan, which basically what with the Quiet Cool system, what it does is it replaces all the air in your house in approximately 3 minutes. So it's bringing the fresh air of outside in, right? So another thing to consider is it is not a full replacement for your air conditioner. It works side by side with your air conditioner. It will extend the life of your air conditioner and help you significantly on your energy bills and maintenance bills on your on your air conditioning system. And yesterday was a perfect example, and we've had several days of 90 plus degrees, but yesterday evening we had a little cloud coverage, and by about 5-6 o'clock my air conditioner was off, my Quiet Cool was on. It was bringing in all that nice, fresh, almost rainy smelling air. So it works really, it's almost like these things were designed for Colorado's climate because it works so well with the up and down and changes of temperature that we have here.
This morning, by the way, folks listening, again, if you're listening to one of our replays, it may not be the exact same temperature the way it is right now, but on Saturday morning right now here, Lewis, we're about 55 degrees or so. I think we're going to top out somewhere in the low to mid 60s. This is a great example of what you're talking about as well. Now, again, even people that don't have a Quiet Cool, I get it. You could open up some windows and do some things that way, but I want to get into that too, because I think, unless I'm wrong, if somebody's got, seasonal allergies and things along those lines, is the Quiet Cool system better for them than just opening up all the windows and doors?
Well, I would definitely say so, because basically what it's doing is it's getting that air flowing. So just by opening up the windows and doors, you're allowing whatever, if you have any irritants to come in, well, they're just going to come in and just going to settle. The Quiet Cool is keeping that moving. It's basically exhausting it all out. And what it does, it creates like a thermal mass inside of your house, to where it's like another thing that people don't consider is smells. Okay. So my kids like to cook, and sometimes they don't do a great job. So this morning, we woke up to burnt bacon.
Okay.
So along with the great weather we have outside, you kick that on. Any smells, anything like that, you have pets, it gets rid of all of that, and it pulls it out of the carpet. It pulls it out of your furniture, pulls it out of your drapes. Like, it actually pulls it, because it's pressurizing or depressurizing your actual house. So it's not just air flowing. There's actual some science behind it, that it actually pulls all of the heat and anything else up and out.
Okay. Dumb question, but I think if I have this question, I'm guessing there's other folks out there floating around that probably have the same question. As you install this system, and we'll get through, we'll go through that here just in a moment as to how that works, and the differences in the the flows and the size of the house and so on. But in general, do you have to add any other intake into the house outside of what's already happening with cold air returns to the furnace and so on? How does that work?
It's really going to depend on the age of the house, typically. So any house that was really built from about 1985 on, usually don't have to worry about it. We still check for venting, but you do have to make sure you have the proper airflow and outtake. So basically, it's typically going to be like a gable vent, or a lot of times you'll see in your soffits, there's those little eave vents that are around there.
Uh-huh.
We will go around your house, and we'll make sure, it's going to be based on the square footage of your house is how we're going to size the Quiet Cool Fan system. And whatever Quiet Cool Fan system we size, we have to make sure we have the proper venting that's going to allow all that air to escape.
Okay.
So usually, in some cases, if we go and look, you're short on venting, we will add a roof vent, or we'll add an e-vent. But in, I would say, about 80% of the houses we come to already have sufficient venting.
Okay, perfect. And because, again, I'm going back in time, and this is and I want to have you explain the differences, because, again, we want to make sure people really understand this. I remember back in the day, air conditioning when I was growing up was really, Lewis, I'm not exaggerating here, it was a luxury. Only rich people had air conditioning when I was growing up. I mean, the way we got by was, you stuck a fan in the window, or you might have a little evaporative cooler that you sat in the living room that you, put ice water in. Or in the case of our house, my dad finally, put in an attic fan. But I remember that attic fan, number one, if you got near it, it'd suck your T-shirt off, because the thing sucked like no tomorrow. But I also remember we had to crack all the windows in the house to allow enough airflow in to make that thing work efficiently. And granted, this was an older home and not like what you're talking about. But again, I think that what I want to make sure people understand is we're not talking about that old bat box attic fan like what I grew up with, right?
That's correct. So that old box fan, there was usually about really two sizes that you can use for those. And they were about close to the same CFMs. They ran about 2,000 CFMs. And what they were was you would just cut a big hole, usually about a 3-foot by 3-foot hole in your attic. It would span across your joist. You'd sit it right on top of there. And then the motor was just right there. There's some very thin sheet metal louvers that slap open and slap closed based on the suction when it turns on. And when that thing's on, you could look right up and you could see right into your attic. You could see insulation blown around. That's the old kind that you're talking about. Extremely loud, very energy inefficient. But also the problem with those is, too, in the wintertime, well, now you have this big gaping hole in your ceiling that's
good
covered
point.
By nothing but sheet metal. All of your heat escapes. We have so many customers in the winter ask us, we just can't keep heat in our house. First thing we go, we look, they have one of those gigantic old attic fans, and that's where all your heat's going. So then you have to get up there, throw a blanket over it, or do some sort of winterizing for it. And they have to remember to do that again when you turn it on. Otherwise, it's you're going to have a big mess on your hands. So we are not talking about that kind. The Quiet Cool system has some insulated dampers. So first of all, the hole that is open, it's not a massive 3-by-3 hole. It looks more, they're designed to look just like one of your existing air returns in your house. So it's going to look like a simple vent on your ceiling that would be for your furnace, okay? But up inside there's two very quiet, thick insulated dampers that open and close. When those close, that's keeping all your heat in. They're probably better insulated than the rest of your house is.
Okay.
Then there, you've got insulated ducting that goes up, it curves over, and then several feet away is where the actual motor is suspended in your rafters. So it's there's no vibration, because that's another thing. The old ones, they sat right on your trusses. Not only were they loud, they vibrated your whole house because they were sitting right
that's
on
right.
your trusses.
You're right. No, great point.
And this one. And this one is suspended by straps up in your attic. So they're incredibly quiet. And the great thing is, you know, they go up to about 7,000 CFMs, which is quadruple the size of those old-fashioned ones.
Wow.
Now, you do crack the windows. You want to, because you are bringing outside air in. And what Glycol does is you can get these little window locks. You don't want to open the windows. You just want to crack them in multiple areas of your house, because you want to pull in from all different directions.
Okay.
If you have a basement, great place. You bring all that cool air from your basement, pull that through your whole house. So now you're utilizing the cool air in your basement that's just naturally cool, and you're pulling that through the rest of your house. Incredibly, incredibly energy efficient way to cool off your house.
All right, and I just got a text message from Dave Hart, our roofer, which got to get you two guys together, because Dave says every week when he's up on roofs, he sees many, many of them that, A, just don't have enough ventilation in the roof system itself, Lewis, which is exactly what you're talking about, which Dave says, you know, the Quiet Cool system does several different things. The other addition that Dave was just mentioning in a text message, Lewis, is because you're getting all of that cooled up in the attic, it is going to extend the life of your roof as well. So what you guys are doing is there's several parts to this where people are gonna gain at the end, not just on the heating and cooling, but, you know, money-wise on the life of the roof as well. So I got to get you and Dave together on that as well, because you guys could work together on that end also.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and he's 100% right, because when you have up in your attic, what it's doing, the Quiet Cool fan, is it's taking all of your hot air and it's exhausting it through your attic. So it's also pushing all the extremely hot air out of your attic. So your attic during the summer, it's 160 degrees. If your Quiet Cool is running, it's dropping that by about 30, 40 degrees, which, you know, now the wood in your attic, everything in your attic is not being exposed to those extreme heat. So that's going to extend the life of anything.
Yep. Yep. No, guys, listen, please. This is huge. What I'm going to do, just because I want to take this segment and I want to be able to play it during the week as well. So, Lewis, I'm going to sort of take a stop here, but we're not going to stop, because we're going to come right back and keep talking for about another five minutes or so. But, guys, those of you that are listening, that may be listening to a replay, just because we have to shorten things up a little bit for during the week. Lewis, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you? I know we've got our KLZ, you know, call-in line specific for you guys, but what is that? What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you guys?
You know, I think you guys have that KLZ. We actually have a specific number for KLZ. I don't have it right now.
I've got it here. It's in my other notepad, but I grabbed it really quick. 720-526-0231. So all of you listening during the week, please give Lewis and the guys a call. Which, by the way, for Lewis, I'm going to give you a little attaboy here as well. My wife, who we call a lot of different people during the week for a lot of different things, she tells me, you guys do the best job when it comes to phone answering, appointment scheduling, the you know, just the whole texting to and from the job. I mean, all the things that you guys do. She is absolutely impressed with the level of service you guys perform on that end of things. So I know I've passed this on to you guys before, but I'm going to say it openly. You guys really do set the standard when it comes to how to take care of people when they call on the phone. So, Lewis, you guys are doing just a fabulous job there, and I commend you highly.
Well, thank you very much, and that's not by accident. We focused on that. That's actually our main focus, really, is customer communication, customer satisfaction.
Well, you guys are doing a great job. So, again, those of you guys listening during the week, give them a call directly on the KLZ line, 720-526-0231. All right, and that was Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, guys. I appreciate Lewis joining me. That was Saturday morning, by the way, which I'm sure you guys all figure it out. But stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hour number two is next. If you missed any of this first hour, catch it between 6 and 7 p.m. Otherwise, I'll see you here in just a few minutes. Hang tight. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.